Relationship problems between aspiring entrepreneurs are among the biggest reasons that startups fail. And increasingly in Silicon Valley, co-founders of companies are looking for help before things go downhill. From member station KQED, April Dembosky tells us about the rise of co-workers in therapy.
When John Chintanarode partnered up with his friend Mike Prestano to launch a tech recruiting business, they never thought they would need a prenup.
It felt like a marriage. And then my joke was that, like, during the daytime, Mike was like my, you know, wife number one, and my girlfriend was like wife number two.
John is single now, so Mike is his first choice for going out on Friday night. I met them at a bar in San Francisco for happy hour. The two were friends for 4 years before they went into business together. John says their work styles really complemented one another.
I'm very transactional based. I'm kind of a type A personality. I always want to get it done, like, whereas Mike will listen to their whole life story and cultivate that relationship.
Once they joined forces, the business took off and the money came rolling in. But a year into it, they hit some rough patches. Revenues dipped. Mike says that's when their differences became less complementary and more problematic.
It's like any sports team. If you lose, well, you should have scored this touchdown. You should have scored that basket. You should have passed it here instead of there.
They started fighting a lot. Mike thought John spent too much money. John thought Mike wasn't pulling his weight.
I think we both agree upon no matter what happens with the business, if we keep doing it or if it stops, that we still keep our friendship.
They decided to try couples counseling. It's something more and more startup founders are doing. San Francisco psychologist Jonathan Horowitz says requests for co-founder counseling have doubled in the last year. People often call when things have already gotten really ugly. But Horowitz prefers to be summoned before the bankruptcy lawyers.
It's good to be able to do this work with people while it's actually unfolding in the organizations and set these things right before they go horribly wrong.
He says in a lot of business partnerships, there's often one founder who is more dominant.
And you have the other founder who might not feel like they're being heard or respected. An imbalance like that can be insidious.
Good ideas get dismissed. Opportunities are lost. Horowitz says his job is to help build trust, communication, empathy.
All those things are important if you're going to run a business with someone for years and years, just like a marriage.
It's not just startups that have picked up on the idea. Couples counselors say larger companies like Cisco and Google have hired them to work with managers who aren't getting along. Stanford Business School offers a group therapy course where required reading includes the 7 principles for making marriage work. For John Chintanarode and Mike Prestano, a few sessions with a therapist made them both feel like they had permission to talk about their feelings.
I think overall, it kind of actually resulted in both of us being more aware as people and balanced.
John says they worked on having him listen more. Mike says he learned when to be more assertive.
Those things that were bottling up, I talked about them to John, expressed how I feel. He took no offense to it, and actually he's shown some compassion.
Their tech recruiting business is back on track. And that leaves more energy for social recruiting. On Friday, John asked Mike to help him scout for a new girlfriend.
He can be my wingman.
Mike says the sales psychology they use at the office works just as well at the bar. For NPR News, I'm April Dembosky in San Francisco.